All right, so I gave you the heads up, letting you know that I'll share something with you that may sound very, very different from what we have often heard with regards to what I'm getting ready to convey. But as I ask, don't let your immediate set of responses be to something that sounds different, be to say, I don't want to hear that, and then reject it. At least give yourself some time to think it through. And time, for some people, may be just 1 minute. Time for others may be off and on throughout the day. For some of you, it may be a matter of giving yourself some time to really research the matter. Look it up for yourself and think it through. Talk with other people. And really just consider experiences as you think it through. Consider experiences. Sometimes when we think about experiences, we can see that the very concept, idea, thought that we wanted to reject as being untrue turns out to be absolutely true. So here's the point that I want to make. God does not limit his conveyance of information only to people who are considered to be the people of God. There are people who would not be considered to be people of God, but still to whom God speaks. Now, from a scriptural standpoint, just looking at a couple of passages of scripture very briefly, think about the time when Abraham, at the time he was, you know, and his wife Sarah had left the land that they were living in because the famine had hit. They went to the land of Gerar. He was concerned that the king there would see how beautiful Sarah was and decided that he was going to take Sarah to be his wife and kill Abraham to get Sarah. Because he had concluded those people did not have a relationship with God. Now, I have to tell you, I have not done an in-depth study to determine what the nature of the relationship was with God for these people. We do know this. Abraham had concluded they did not have a relationship with God. But we do also know this, that when God spoke to the king in a dream, that king was able to dialogue with God as God. He considered God to be God. And he knew something about righteousness. He knew something about right and wrong. What would be acceptable to God would be what would be unacceptable to God. This was a case wherein this king had taken Sarah to be one of his wives. And God let him know, you better not touch her. Well, the same thing happened on a separate occasion when famine hit that land that, you know, after Abraham and his wife had returned home, famine was over. Another famine hit that area and they went to Egypt. And I don't know historically of any cases where an Egyptian pharaoh had a relationship with the one true living God. I'm not saying there were none. I'm just not aware of any. I do know Abraham and Sarah had made the same agreement when they traveled to Egypt that they had made when they traveled to Gerar. Listen, tell the people that you're my sister, so that they won't kill me, so that the king, the Pharaoh, can take you to be his wife. And God had a talk with that Pharaoh in a dream. And to our knowledge, this Pharaoh did not have a relationship with God, but he was able to hear from God and to comply with God with God's demands. They were not considered to be the people of God. At that point, the only people who were truly considered to be the people of God were the Israelites. The people of Gerar were not Israelites. The Egyptians were not Israelites. But let's make it more current than that. How many of you can think back to times when someone in your family, maybe a grandparent, maybe an aunt or an uncle, maybe a parent, who you knew was not born again, but from time to time pray to God for guidance, for help with this type of situation, with help for help with that situation, would literally pray to God, asking for help. They didn't study the Bible. They did not spend time in prayer as a lifestyle. They rarely talked about God. You knew from their lifestyle that they were not born again. They were not in Christ. Yet, from time to time, you would hear them talk about, I need to pray and ask God for guidance. And the guidance would come. How many of you can think back to times in your lives before you were born again, when you needed God to come through for you, and you prayed to God, not to a God, not to a tree, you prayed to God, the one true living God, for help, and God came through for you? How many of you can think back on times before you were born again, and you were getting ready to go in one direction, and you saw something in your mind that strongly recommended you go in another direction? You went the way you wanted to go anyway. And it turned out to be really, really bad. And after the fact, you were talking about it with someone and you said, you know, I started to do such and such. I started to go in this other direction. Something told me. And that's often what people say. Something told me. How often was that quote unquote something God? Let me tell you something. Remember Romans chapter 2. Where we are told that people who don't even have a relationship with God are still held responsible for their lifestyles because God communicates with them through their consciences, letting us know what's right and what's wrong. He doesn't wait until we're born again to start telling us what's right and wrong, what's right or wrong. He's telling us that before we're ever born again. And for some people, they'll never be born again. But God had still been letting them know right from wrong. But how many times have we said, something told me? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God does also communicate with the unsaved. And so those of you who are listening to this discussion, and you're saying, but I'm not born again. I get that. But listen, just simply learn how to appreciate God. Think about the times that you could have been spared some heartache had you gone by what that something, and I keep emphasizing something because God is not something. He's a person. He is someone. How many times you could have been spared? And think about the different ways that I've shared with you that God speaks to us. Visions, dreams, audible voice, videos, pictures, words in the mind, speaking through others. How many times could we have avoided hardship, heartache, misery, if we had just listened? All right, more about God as we wrap up, just sum up this whole notion of communicating with God in just a few minutes.